This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It is 8:06 at WCHL. We have 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. Showers likely this afternoon. 7 chances out of 10 will get wet. It will be rather breezy late in the day. Our high temperature today in the low 70s. It's a one time of the year when superheroes, rock stars, ghosts, and goblins alike descend on downtown Chapel Hill and roam Franklin Street. This Halloween, police estimated the crowd reached 30,000, up from last year's total of about 22,000. With tighter restrictions in place, town leaders had hoped they would decrease this year's turnout. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has the story.
Chapel Hill Police Lieutenant Kevin Gunter said that no arrests were made in the closed area of Franklin Street. Though there weren't any major incidents, Gunter said that the town will continue to work to reduce crowd sizes.
Our goal is to keep reducing the numbers. You know, at some point we'll get down to a point where it is much more manageable, but even 20,000 people is can pose a certain problem.
Though attendance was up this Halloween, attendance has declined steadily in the past several years since the town initiated homegrown Halloween after more than 80,000 people filled Franklin Street on Halloween night in 2007. Gunter said with less people, especially out-of-towners, it puts less of a strain on police. 300 law enforcement officers patrolled this year's Halloween celebration. 250 were from agencies outside of the local jurisdiction. Daniel Surratt, a bar manager at Top of the Hill, has been in Chapel Hill for the past 7 Halloweens. He said the town's effort to reduce the Halloween crowd doesn't make a drastic difference in profits.
Once again, the people that are coming in after one probably don't need another drink anyway. So, I mean, it's certainly easier on us. The crowd starts to clear out a little bit earlier, which is such a long night that that's not that bad of a thing to happen.
UNC Chancellor Carol Foltz was walking along Franklin Street in Carolina blue sneakers given to her by Director of Athletics Bubba Cunningham. She said she was loving her first Chapel Hill Halloween experience.
I'm seeing some pretty amazing costumes, but I actually have been impressed, you know, a lot of little kids here and families and, you know, a million students and also the whole town coming together to make sure it's safe. It's really pretty amazing.
And the costumes were amazing. Dean Nahama and his friends took a page from pop culture and went as the men at twerk.
The whole craze about twerking right now, we thought it's a pretty good idea, like a clever little pun on it, like a play on words.
Carborough High School student Catherine Dunleavy, who was dressed as Ginger Spice of the Spice Girls, said she wished the crowd was more intense like in years past.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer, yeah, but I think it'll get bigger as the night goes on.
Other students, like UNC freshman John Alice, also known as Anchorman Ron Burgundy for the night, didn't seem to mind the smaller crowd. Alice was accompanied by his Action 4 news team, who weren't afraid to break into song.
Skyrockets in flight, woo! Afternoon delight,
woo! And there you have it.
Afternoon delight.
Fred Porter, who went as the Village People's motorcyclist, dressed up as a group along with his friends.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, we just decided on this a couple weeks ago. We have a big group of friends who are like, what can we all go as? And Village People.
James Rockefeller Gray was promoting for the bar East End and said that the energy on Franklin Street was just the same as it always had been.
Rockefeller Gray, right now I'm dressed as a rapper, gangster with a gold chain, handing out lollipops.
And though law enforcement tried to keep the celebration for locals only through road closures and parking limitations, some outsiders, like Shane Grant of Charlotte, still found a way in.
If you'd see what we were driving in, you'd be amazed. A box truck, and we still found parking.
Where'd you park?
On the other end, down in McDonald's.
And just a bit later than scheduled, Franklin Street was cleared at 11:45 p.m. and then opened to traffic by 12:45 a.m. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The UNC Department of Public Safety needs your help this morning finding the suspects of a strong-armed robbery that took place early this morning. A UNC student reported four black males in T-shirts and jeans as the suspects. The incident reportedly occurred in the Arboretum near Cameron Avenue about 1 o'clock this morning. UNC Department of Public Safety is asking anyone with information about this incident to call the UNC Police Department or contact the Chapel Hill-Carborough UNC Crime Stoppers Unit. Calls are confidential and anonymous. You can also submit information to Crime Stoppers online at crimestoppers-chcunc.org. We have all of that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. Your governor, Pat McCrory, joined me this morning at 7:30 to talk about Medicaid, Moral Mondays, and the government shutdown, among other things. Here's a portion of that conversation. I have to begin by asking you why you did not call for a special session to discuss Medicaid expansion. That's what everyone wants to know.
Well, the first reason is because we've got to fix the current Medicaid system that we have in North Carolina. And my goal right now is to ensure that we're getting Medicaid to what the program was originally designed for, and that is the elderly, the disabled, women, and children. And that's who Medicaid was, you know, that's why the law was passed to help them. And we're running out of money for them right now. And they more than anyone else deserve Medicaid. That's what the federal program was meant to be. And we've got to fix the program we have now. And right now, at last year's, was over $500 million of cost overruns. So I always believe that before you expand something, you fix what you got first. And we still have a lot of fixing to do with the existing Medicaid program in North Carolina.
Now, we spoke with Senator Valerie Fischie of Chapel Hill, and she was recently appointed to District 23 and said this expansion would produce 25,000 jobs. Now, in this economy, why would you not fight for more employment opportunities?
I have no idea where she gets that figure, because she's not talking about the cost to the taxpayers, which also eliminate jobs, and the taxes we'd maybe have to increase to expand Medicaid, especially not just this year, but 3 years from now. And, yeah, we would hire more government jobs, to administrative jobs, to implement Medicaid, because I'd have to hire a lot new bureaucracy to expand the Medicaid system. But she's not counting the impact of having $500 million of cost overruns. And if we continue to do that, if I didn't have those overruns in Medicaid, we could give major salary increases to every teacher in North Carolina. And we've got to fix the Medicaid system.
We're speaking with North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory this morning. Governor, if you would, give us your general thoughts first on the 16-day partial government shutdown.
I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was absolutely ridiculous and got us nowhere. You know, this is where we didn't have discussions, which we should have, between the White House and the House and the Senate. They should have gotten a room, locked themselves up, and not coming out of the room until they came out with a deal. There was, I don't think, any reason for the shutdown, and it caused us a lot of problems here in North Carolina. You know, I had to, we had over 3,000 employees that were furloughed, state employees that were furloughed. And now what's ironic, those that were furloughed will probably still be paid, while other state employees who actually worked, didn't have time off. But, you know, it just causes nothing but problems. And I hope that it doesn't happen again. And I encourage Republicans and Democrats to work together. And I request the president to lead that effort and get people, you know, go up to Camp David. I've even offered the Western residents, go up to the Western residents, get the three leaders, the Senate leader, the House leader, and the president in a room, and they ought to be doing it right now in preparation for January. Do not wait until January to start talks again. Start doing it right now.
That's only a portion of what the governor had to say earlier this morning on WCHL. You can hear the whole conversation on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. We've had a good start to the day so far. Everybody recovering from Halloween, hopefully, and traffic moving smoothly for the most part right now. 15501 southbound, seeing a little delay between NC 54 and Manning Drive. Moderate to heavy in that area. the Durham Freeway, I-40, NC-54, Martin Luther King, Estes, and Franklin Street, all moving without any problems reported right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with a great chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 66 in Carborough. Showers likely this afternoon, 70% chance of rain. Rather breezy. High today in the low 70s. Tonight, cloudy and a 50-50 chance of showers. Cooler temperatures tonight. Lows in the middle 50s. And then tomorrow for Carolina football, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Coming up next on WCHL, Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Ed Schultz from noon to 3 here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
8:17 at WCHL. Jones is next, but first, North Carolina won't be in the friendly confines of Kenan Stadium for the Red-Blue rivalry this weekend. Players and fans in Carolina Blue have been thinking back to the last minutes of last year's home contest against the Wolfpack. SBNation.com released its top 100 college football games of 2012, back in January. And the 43-35 North Carolina victory over North Carolina State came in at number 6 on that list. WCHL's Rand Northam has a listen back to that special day.
Renner in the shotgun, hands off to Bernard. Bernard to the 5, Bernard to the end zone for 6. Carolina marches down the field, 6 plays, 85 yards, and a touchdown.
That's Jones Angel with the call on the Tar Heels Sports Network. The Tar Heels opened up a 15-0 lead at Kenan Stadium before the Wolfpack got on the board. But former UNC offensive guard Brian Chakos says the excitement started before the game even kicked off.
It came out with the guys wearing the white helmets in pregame, and then they come back in, and everyone, you know, hopefully has seen the video where the chrome helmets with the Tar Heel footprint on the side of the helmets, and the kids get really excited in the locker room. And I think that really sort of propelled them to come out, you know, sort of with an explosion of great plays and, you know, really just high energy.
Staring at a 2-score deficit on the road, State punched the ball in once before Carolina added 3 more and another 7 from Bernard to take the 25-7 lead. But from the end of the first quarter to the end of the third quarter, the Wolfpack owned the gridiron.
Glennon all day over the middle. Touchdown, NC State.
Mike Glennon, unfortunately, is a, you know, very good passer. He'll be one of the top-rated quarterbacks in this upcoming NFL draft.
Glennon sprints out to the far side. Going to go deep all alone. Caught, and that's going to go for a touchdown to Tobias Palmer. 83 yards. How in the world did the Heels lose him?
With 30 seconds left in the game and the contest tied at 35, the Carolina defense called a timeout after forcing State to 4th and 10.
Bernard is back to return. He's set up at the 36.
Bernard was suffering from a tweaked ankle and had not returned punts since the first half.
Roy Smith was the player who's a backup punt returner for us that he turned to and just said, you know what, let me take a shot at this. You know, and that's what big-time players do. When it's a big-time moment in a game, they want the ball in their hands.
35, 35, 30 seconds left. Tar Heels do set up the return. Great kick by Bauman.
It was a team effort, and as the clock ticked down, history was made at Kenan Stadium that 27th of October.
Bernard fields it at the 26th. Heading to the far side. Gio at the 35. Gio, he's at the 50. No, he's not. Yes, he is, Gio. He's going to take it for a touchdown. Are you kidding me?
That 74-yard punt return gave North Carolina the 41-35 lead.
He can do it all!
However, the Tar Heels weren't finished. First-year head coach Larry Fedora wanted to seal the deal.
Hibbert's going to try the 2-point conversion. Snap to him, goes to the end zone, completes the pass for 2.
The pass to Jack Tabb gave UNC the 43-35 lead, which gave Carolina its 6th win of the season, and more importantly, broke a 5-year losing streak to its rival. After the game, Bernard was grinning ear to ear.
I told myself, you know, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations. And, you know, I told myself to get out there. And, I mean, Coach Fedora called a great punt return. And, I mean, that's my favorite one right there. I ain't gonna put that name, but for me, you know, I love that punt return. And I was able to hit the outside and take it for a home run.
UNC finished the season 8-4 as the de facto Coastal Division champions. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Oh, boy. Let me take a deep breath after all that excitement. Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, is still around. He survived that day, and he survived another year. He can do it all! Man, that is one of the best play-by-play calls I have ever heard, Jones. That call of his touchdown.
Man, I appreciate it. It was Gio out there running it back and all the other guys doing the blocking. That was an amazing play. And,
yeah.
You know, I think what went in, that was a great job by Ram, by the way, in that recap. But, you know, Ron, what made that play and that moment so wild, I mean, was everything that had gone into that game. I mean, you know, State had won 5 in a row. We know about the troubles the Tar Heels had had off the field and the absolute joy that the Wolfpack had taken in the fact that Carolina had had trouble on off the field. And it was just that was as frustrating a stretch of games, those couple of losses against NC State, particularly as it got later and later. You know, the 2010 game where Carolina dominated the game and didn't win, just fluky plays, and then 2011 where Renner got hurt so early in the game and the Tar Heels just never really had a chance to get into it. And there was just so much emotion that got let go at that one moment as Gio ran that punt back for the touchdown. That's as wild as I can ever remember Keenan Stadium, and certainly a moment that I think Tar Heel fans will enjoy forever. And heck, Gio's still doing it, man. Did you see that play he had last night for Cincinnati where he ran one way and then all the way back across the field and scored again? And he's just a special player that Carolina is very lucky to have had as a part of his program.
He is amazing, and Gio ain't here. What about
yeah, that's right.
What about this year, Jones? What's going to happen tomorrow?
Oh, gosh, I wish I knew the answer to that. You know, I do think that a couple things we know for certain, Ron, and that's that there's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of emotion, that both teams are going to be fired up. And I'll be interested to see which team takes advantage of that early, because as Rand suggested and Brian suggested in that piece, you know, I do think the Tar Heels rode some emotion early in the game last year that staked them out to that sizable lead. And then NC State played great for a couple of quarters after that to take the lead back. But that big lead that Carolina got early in the game, you know, afforded them the chance to have the opportunity to come back at the end. So which one of these two teams is going to be able to harness and play with that emotion in a positive way, I do think we'll know that answer maybe after the first quarter, kind of see how things have shaken out to that point. But should be a fun game, a fun atmosphere, and looking forward to the call. We'll have network coverage starting at 11:30, and of course, kick is scheduled for 12:30 between the Heels and Pack.
Well, of course, our coverage here on WCHO will begin bright and early at 9 o'clock with countdown to kickoff, during which we will speak with you a couple of times. And, Jones, we look forward to that.
Sounds good, Ron. Looking forward to it. Hopefully I can speak better than this. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, take care, buddy. It is 8:24 at WCHL. Exciting time, I'll tell you, North Carolina and North Carolina State, and that's pretty much all that needs to be said about it. We have Week 11 of high school football action coming up tonight. Some intriguing local showdowns. High school football on WCHL tonight. Orange Crush Panthers will be taking on Cardinal Gibbons. You can hear that game on WCHL and streaming live on chapelbro.com, 7 o'clock. You can also hear Jeff Hamlin with a call from Pittsboro as, you know, we got another game there. We always do two games on Friday nights. And you can go to our high school football page on our website at chapelbro.com, click on the link, and you can find out all the details. Women's soccer team got a win last night. Number 4 Tar Heels owned the soccer pitch against Duke, 3-0. That was a regular season finale, a special Halloween evening game. Next up at the Tar Heels, the ACC Tournament quarterfinals in Chapel Hill, Sunday, 1 o'clock against Boston College. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Carolina women's soccer on our website, chapelbro.com. Now let's talk a little more Carolina football with Mr. Chansky.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels and Wolfpack should be like ships crossing at noon. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. If you're a betting man or woman, bet on Carolina Saturday in its 12:30 showdown with NC State. These are two programs currently moving in opposite directions, and the game has developed a certain feel over the last 2 weeks. State was clobbered at Florida State, while the Heels were putting their best games of the season together against Miami and Boston College. A UNC win would leave both teams with identical 3-5 records heading into the last month of the season. But on paper and otherwise, there is nothing equal about the programs right now. The Tar Heels are recovering from a poor, mistake-prone start that cost them a couple of victories, and they have emerged with a revitalized running game that features four different backs and an alternate quarterback who is as big a threat with his legs as with his arm, and he's not even the starter. Talk out of both locker rooms are of redemption after most of their preseason goals have been eliminated. State and Carolina can still get six W's and qualify for a bowl, and the Wolfpack and Tar Heels both have winnable games the rest of the way. State goes to Duke and BC after this weekend and finishes at home with East Carolina and Maryland. But unless quarterback Brandon Mitchell is fully recovered and can show the form he flashed in the season opener, State does not have the firepower on either side of the ball to get to be bowl eligible. The Heels are a different story and a different team. They are healthier than earlier in the season and deeper with the emergence of T.J. Logan, Chris Francis, Ryan Switzer, Marquise Williams, and Bug Howard on offense, and youngsters on defense like Mikey Bart, Des Lawrence, Malik Simmons, and Dominique Green, who are not only improving every week, but also becoming the new faces of the program, reasons why the future of Tar Heel football is so bright. But it doesn't have to be wait till next year. From a local rivalry standpoint, Carolina still has its two most important games ahead. It will be a November to remember if the Heels can begin by whipping the Wolfpack in Raleigh and end by beating the Duke Blue Devils in Chapel Hill. Remember, I've predicted 6-0 over the last half of the schedule, and it continues tomorrow in Raleigh. Easier than you think. This is our chance. See ya.
Plan for an unforgettable Thanksgiving Day brunch with family and friends at Carolina Crossroads Restaurant. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to enjoy delectable holiday fare such as roasted turkey, butternut squash, and slow-braised collard greens made by the Inn's award-winning culinary team. Make your reservation now for Thanksgiving Day seatings from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Call 919-918-2735 or visit CarolinaCrossroadsCuisine.com.
Fall gobble, is here, gobble. And that means back to school, back to cool weather, and back to the old routine.
Yeah, but who needs it?
Spice up your home this fall with a redesign project from Best Tile. Our designers are ready to guide you through the process from start to finish so you can make your remodeling dream a reality. At Best Tile, we can't change the seasons, but we can change your home. Best Tile, local store, global selection. At the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road or online at besttile.com.
Hey, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. This is Andrew Davidson, school board candidate. Tuesday is election day. This vote is as important as ever, and I'm asking for your vote for school board. I have served on my local school improvement team for the past 3 years. That's why the Independent Weekly endorsed me, because they understand I'm experienced, I'm committed, and I'll fight to make sure all students in our district receive a world-class education. I'm Andrew Davidson, and I approve this message. Join me online at andrewdavidsonforschoolboard.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Core Pilates. It's 68% off, $155 for four Pilates sessions, available now for $49. Pilates is designed to work the deepest muscles in the body with exercises that initiate from the core. The highly trained instructors at Carolina Core Pilates focus on helping each client meet their fitness needs. And with today's deal, you'll get one private session and three small group sessions. It's 68% off from Carolina Core Pilates, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you this morning by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef, Piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Menomot Village in Chapel Hill. Well, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Rather warm compared to what we have had in the last few days. And our high today, only in the low 70s. We got lots of clouds today. 70% chance of showers in the afternoon. Rather breezy as well. Temperature's not going to change a lot. Pretty steady all day. But again, big chance of rain late in the day. And a 50-50 chance of showers coming up tonight. We'll have our low temperatures tonight in the middle 50s. Considerably cooler than it has been this morning. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Great day for Carolina and North Carolina State on the football field. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with the low in the low 40s. Clearing up after midnight. Chance of rain is 30% tomorrow night late. And Sunday, sunny with a high in the low 60s. So, my friend, it looks like a great weekend.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett, bringing in reinforcements to fix the healthcare.gov website. Software engineers from Oracle and Red Hat are coming aboard. So is Michael Dickerson, an engineer on leave from Google.
He has expertise in diving into any layer of the tech stack, from the metal to the application code to the people that write it, in order to deliver some of the world's most reliable online services.
Julie Bataille with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. CBS and CNET technology analyst Larry Magid says over the past several weeks,
healthcare.gov has not only had outages and access problems, but security issues as well. These types of problems are certainly not unheard of. Sites operated by successful tech companies like Facebook, Twitter, and even Google have gone down from time to time. But this is a very high visibility site. There's a lot riding on it, and it's important that the administration get it right.
How bad was it at the beginning? After 2 days, only 248 people had signed up. The government needs 39,000 a day to meet goals by the start of March. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
69 degrees in Chapel Hill, 832 at WCHL. Presidents, twerkers, rock stars, ghosts and goblins, superheroes, they all roamed the streets last night in downtown Chapel Hill. 30,000 people there. That's an estimate from the police department, up from last year's total of 22,000. With tighter restrictions in place, town leaders had hoped they would decrease this year's turnout. But it didn't happen. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Chapel Hill Police Lieutenant Kevin Gunter said that no arrests were made in the closed area of Franklin Street. Though there weren't any major incidents, Gunter said that the town will continue to work to reduce crowd sizes.
Our goal is to keep reducing the numbers. You know, at some point we'll get down to a point where it is much more manageable, but even 20,000 people is can pose a certain problem.
Though attendance was up this Halloween, attendance has declined steadily in the past several years since the town initiated homegrown Halloween after more than 80,000 people filled Franklin Street on Halloween night in 2007. Gunter said with less people, especially out-of-towners, it puts less of a strain on police. 300 law enforcement officers patrolled this year's Halloween celebration. 250 were from agencies outside of the local jurisdiction. Daniel Surratt, a bar manager at Top of the Hill, has been in Chapel Hill for the past seven Halloweens. He said the town's effort to reduce the Halloween crowd doesn't make a drastic difference in profits.
Once again, the people that are coming in after one probably don't need another drink anyway. So, I mean, it's certainly easier on us. The crowd starts to clear out a little bit earlier, which is such a long night that that's not that bad of a thing to happen.
UNC Chancellor Carol Foltz was walking along Franklin Street in Carolina blue sneakers given to her by Director of Athletics Bubba Cunningham. She said she was loving her first Chapel Hill Halloween experience.
I'm seeing some pretty amazing costumes, but I actually have been impressed, you know, a lot of little kids here and families and, you know, a million students, and also the whole town coming together to make sure it's safe. It's really pretty amazing.
If the new chancellor didn't understand what Chapel Hill is all about before then, she certainly knows now. And there's a lot more to that whole story on our website at chapelboro.com. A happy Halloween last night on Franklin Street. The short session of the North Carolina General Assembly doesn't begin until June. Senator Valerie Fouché of Chapel Hill is taking her time to meet with the people she represents, both in Raleigh and out in the community.
I've established office hours in Raleigh, and I've also engaged in town hall meetings. I've had two of them now, one in Hillsborough and one in Pittsburgh. So it's been exciting getting to meet new people and having the opportunity to reconnect with others that I've served before and just hearing their concerns.
Fouché was appointed to the District 23 seat, replacing 17-year Senator Ellie Kinnaird. She left the House of Representatives District 50 seat, which was recently filled by Greg Meyer. That's a big legislative shuffle. It leaves Senator Fouché and Meyer finishing out the terms that expire in December of next year and puts the primary election 1 week before either will officially govern.
I didn't run to campaign. I ran to serve. And so I serve every day. So I don't give too much thought about who's going to run or what's going to happen. Every day when I step outside, I'm thinking of how I'm serving the people of District 23.
Tune in to the WCHL Sunday Morning News to hear about a town hall meeting that Fouché is holding in Chapel Hill next week. She says you can meet with her on Wednesdays from 9 until 2 in the Legislative Office Building. Well, your governor, Pat McCrory, joining this morning at 7:30 to talk about Medicaid, Moral Mondays, government shutdown, and more. Here's just a portion of that conversation. I have to begin by asking you why you did not call for a special session to discuss Medicaid expansion. That's what everyone wants to know.
Well, the first reason is because we've got to fix the current Medicaid system that we have in North Carolina. And my goal right now is to ensure that we're getting Medicaid to what the program was originally designed for, and that is the elderly, the disabled, women, and children. And that's who Medicaid was, you know, that's why the law was passed to help them. And we're running out of money for them right now. And they more than anyone else deserve Medicaid. That's what the federal program was meant to be. And we've got to fix the program we have now. And right now, at last year's, was over $500 million of cost overruns. So I always believe that before you expand something, you fix what you got first.
And that is only a portion of the conversation with the governor this morning. You can hear it all by going to our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time 8:37. D.G. Martin is on the way next.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
Your friends at Glass Half Full invite you to come enjoy the bountiful harvest of fall at our restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in downtown Carrboro. Can we tempt you with an earthy beet salad, our trio of mini burgers or lobster rolls? All accompanied, of course, with just the right cool white or savory red wine. We'll welcome you for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner Monday through Saturday. Glass Half Full, the optimistic neighborhood restaurant and bar. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
Ted Seagroves proves why the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency is worthy of protecting your family by receiving the President's Club Award.
It's geared on not just sales, but service and all aspects of the business so that you're just a well-rounded agency doing lots of things for your clients.
Just like the Tar Heels, the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency is always up to the challenge. Contact them today and let Ted's family protect your family.
Vote for Lauren Hintz for Chapel Hill Town Council. Let Hintz be your advocate for the environment, social justice, and public transportation. Lauren Hintz served as a Peace Corps volunteer in Central America and taught at Chapel Hill High School for 19 years. He was chair of the Chapel Hill Transportation Board and is now on the Orange County Commission for the Environment. Hintz has degrees in biology and ecology and understands environmental issues such as stormwater, watershed protection, and transportation. He will listen to you. Vote Hintz on November 5th.
I'm Lauren Hintz, candidate for Chapel Hill Town Council, and this ad was paid for by Hintz for Council.
Start your day with Ron Stutz.
and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Before we get to G.G. Martin, let's check in with Rand Northam and find out what's going on at chapelbro.com.
Ron Jared Rogers writes about doing and being. He's talking about stopping and taking a break in this busy thing called life. You'll want to check that out in the lifestyle section of our website, chapelbro.com. Also, in our column section, Alex Collette talks about rekindling an old flame as the Tar Heels travel to Raleigh this weekend, North Carolina State. You can hear that recap from last year's game, the punt return that made it number 6 in SB Nation's top 100 football games of 2012. You can find that on our website now at chapelbro.com as well. And huddle up with the Heels. We've been doing it all season long, and we'll continue into next season, of course, as well. But this season, far from over. Huddle up with the Heels with columns every day about the UNC football team and what's going on nationwide in football as well. So you want to check that out. Play College Pick'em as you can pick against the celebrities here. Ron, myself, Aaron Keck. We've got Anthony Wellman, Rachel Nash, and many more making those picks from chapelbro.com. So make those picks today, and that's in our Huddle Up with the Heels section. A lot more than we can even mention on the morning news today on our website, chapelbro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
All right, Rand, thank you very much. 841 at WCHL. Big chance of rain later on in the day. Right now, 69 degrees at WCHL.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, the other day, Bill Ferris talked to me about his special friendship with Eudora Welty, who's the great writer from Mississippi. And Ferris, of course, teaches history at Carolina and helps direct the Center for the Study of American South, located right next to the President's House on Franklin Street. It's a place, by the way, you should visit someday soon. Well, Ferris's new book is called The Storied South: Voices of Writers and Artists, and it collects the voices and images of 26 Southern writers and artists, including Eudora Welty, and also famous Southerners like Alex Haley and Robert Penn Warren, all of whom are Ferris's friends. The book, Ferris told me on WCHL the other day, really tracks my love for and interest in the American South over the last 40 years, the people who are my heroes and heroines, whose work inspired my own. When I asked him how he got to be so close to Eudora Welty, whose photo is on the cover of his new book, he said, and I quote, "It goes back to before I was born. Her parents and my grandparents lived near each other in Jackson, Mississippi. When I was a young child on the farm where I grew up, Eudora and some of her friends, who were artists, came and picnicked and spent the day doing watercolors of the landscape and sharing the outdoors. After they left, my mother told me that one day you will know the name of one of these people who is a famous writer named Eudora Welty." Well, years later, when Ferris was a student at Davidson College, he invited Welty to be Davidson's Speaker of the Year. He says, "To my amazement, she came. When the English faculty asked Ms. Welty why she agreed to come, she said, 'Well, Bill Ferris invited me, and I know his family, and felt I just had to come.'" Ferris said, "My stock went through the roof." Well, later on, Ferris said they became friends, and she came to his classes when he taught at Yale and Ole Miss, and he told me I would always visit her when I came back home and take her a bottle of Maker's Mark, and we would sit around and talk. In his book, which features Welty on the cover, Ferris says, she talks about her first meeting with Faulkner, that's William Faulkner, when he took her sailing for a day on a lake. They never spoke to each other. They simply sat there and drifted around the lake, never speaking. Well, more and more stories in his book, but his productive friendship with Welty inspired his efforts to connect similarly with other Southern writers and artists who are featured in the book. So we can thank both Bill Ferris and Eudora Welty for the treasure of the connections brought to us by this book, The Storied South. And all this making me want to go sit on the porch on that Franklin Street office where Ferris works. and listen to him talk about more of the special people in our special region. This is D.G. Martin.
I got one thing to say. When you drink the Joe, mix some mo. All right? I'm not saying D.D. did it. Somebody did it. 844 at WCHL. Good morning.
Remember when you were a child and wanted to meet an astronaut? Now that you're grown up, here's your chance. North Carolina's first astronaut is coming to the Jupiter Ball, an exciting benefit gala at the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. Join Moorhead on November 22nd for an evening of dining, dancing, and entertainment with Space Shuttle astronaut Bill Thornton. Your participation in the Jupiter Ball benefits thousands of North Carolina school children through science education at Moorhead. Tickets and sponsorships are available now. For more information, visit moorheadplanetarium.org.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Direct from Broadway comes the breathtaking new musical, Ghost. Relive the romance, the magic, and the iconic moments from the beloved film in a live production unlike anything seen on stage before. Believe in love. Believe in fate. Believe in forever. Ghost. The musical.
SunTrust Broadway at DPAC opens November 12th for 8 great shows. Tickets at DPACNC.com.
846 at WCHL. This year, Broadway's best new love story, Ghost the Musical, is being performed at DPAC November 12th through 17th. Based on the Oscar-winning movie Ghost, the show follows a couple whose connection takes a shocking turn after the death of one of the lovers. You can purchase tickets at Ticketmaster or the DPAC Ticket Center. Go to DPACNC.com, as I just said, for more details. This week only, you'll be able to call in and qualify as a finalist to win a grand prize of a DPAC VIP package, including 2 premium seats, VIP parking, and a $50 dinner gift card. Great package. Winner to be drawn this afternoon. Be the fifth caller right now at 919-929-WCHL, and you can qualify as a finalist. Again, fifth caller right now, 919-929-WCHL.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
What's more rock and roll than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The inaugural Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. On November 13th, join the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce for this gala event and induction ceremony that will recognize the true rock stars of our business community, whose excellence in business management and courageous thinking has made a positive and lasting impact in our community. The Hall of Fame Gala, a black tie celebration, is November 13th at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Visit carolinachamber.org to buy your tickets today.
Remember when you were a child and wanted to meet an astronaut? Now that you're grown up, here's your chance. North Carolina's first astronaut is coming to the Jupiter Ball, an exciting benefit gala at the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. Join Moorhead on November 22nd for an evening of dining, dancing, and entertainment with Space Shuttle astronaut Bill Thornton. Your participation in the Jupiter Ball benefits thousands of North Carolina school children through science education at Moorhead. Tickets and sponsorships are available now. For more information, visit moorheadplanetarium.org.
7.5 million Americans live with visible signs of psoriasis every day. However, there's finally an answer. X-Track Laser Therapy at Central Dermatology Center. With an average of 8 to 10 safe and pain-free treatments, patients have experienced meaningful clearance. It is FDA approved and it is accepted by all major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. So if you want to live clear and live free, X-Track Therapy is now available at Central Dermatology Center, just off East 54 in Chapel Hill. Find out more at centralderm.net.
Hey, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. This is Andrew Davidson, school board candidate. Tuesday is election day. This vote is as important as ever, and I'm asking for your vote for school board. I have served on my local school improvement team for the past 3 years. That's why the Independent Weekly endorsed me, because they understand I'm experienced, I'm committed, and I'll fight to make sure all students in our district receive a world-class education. I'm Andrew Davidson, and I approve this message. Join me online at andrewdavidsonforschoolboard.com.
850 at WCHL. Congratulations, Scott Jared, who called in and qualified to win that VIP package from DPAC, two premium seats to see Ghost, plus VIP parking and a $50 dinner gift card. We'll draw for the winner later on in the day. Congratulations again, Scott Jared. It's been quite a busy day here, and what we need to do is to select some more finalists here for our Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. A lot of folks have been calling in and getting qualified on the air. There are 38 great sponsor locations where you can register, including Best Tile in Durham, Cameron's, Carolina 1663, Carver of Family Medicine, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, Elmo's Diner, Central Dermatology, Eclipse Tanning Salon, and Bell Spa, and more. Increase your odds of being a finalist more than once by entering at each location once a week until November 5th. And don't forget to enter at our website, chapelbrew.com, and on Chapel Brew's Facebook page, more ways to be a finalist. I will qualify two finalists right now. Caller number 7 and caller number 8, 919-929-WCHL. Callers number 7 and callers number 8.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jim Warren. Long predicted and hopeful changes are quickly occurring in the electric power industry, even as scientists and bizarre weather remind us that dramatic action is needed to avert irreversible climate and economic chaos. Duke Energy, based in Charlotte and serving Orange County, is now the world's largest electric utility, so Duke could become a climate game changer. The power industry's own trade group is warning that U.S. utilities trying to hang on to monopoly control over customers while raising rates repeatedly to build fossil and nuclear power plants face a corporate death spiral because of failing. The power industry's own trade group is warning that U.S. utilities trying to hang on to monopoly control over customers while raising rates repeatedly to build fossil and nuclear power plants face a corporate death spiral because of falling prices of solar power and other market advances. Many U.S. homes and businesses now generate their own electricity with rooftop solar, and several companies are now marketing solar PV paired with small conventional generators and storage systems. All this spells decreasing purchases of coal, gas, and nuclear power. NC Warren continues to wrestle Duke Energy over rate hikes, pollution, and its puny commitment to renewable power in the Carolinas. Since the clean energy revolution is inevitable, NC Warren keeps appealing to Duke leaders. Let's work together and make the shift now while there's still time to avert the climate change tipping point. This is Jim Warren.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm Mike Benson, Chapel High School class of 85 and owner of the Southern Rail and the station. Enjoy a sunset in the beer garden and then catch a band playing in the original station featuring one of the oldest bars in the Triangle and with no cover charge for bands or DJs. And just open is our brasserie and coffee shop in the front of the station called the Tiger Room. Now serving from 7 a.m. till 2 a.m. with sandwiches, fair trade coffee, and Miss Sophia's homemade empanadas. Come on by and watch the Heels play on the big screen. I'll see you there.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Hey, man, I've been answering a lot of phone calls this morning, and I want to congratulate Scott Jarrett, who qualified again in that contest. Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance. And our latest qualifier, Clarence Whitefield. Thank you so much, Clarence. Thank you for qualifying. Thank you for listening. Somebody's going to win soon. Time is running out. For all the details on the contest, go to chapelboro.com. We even have all the 38 great sponsor locations listed there so you can get involved in our contest. Somebody's going to be watching the Tar Heels play basketball, and it could be you. One more thing for you to win this morning, if you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day. What is the word? How do you spell it? What's it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the answers to those questions, you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ann Houle of Chapel Hill is today's WCHL hometown hero. Kristen Smith nominated you as a WCHL Hometown Hero for your work on the 2013 Fix-A-Home Committee. You were the chair of that committee. Tell me what you guys were doing.
Well, we were rehabilitating a house for a homeowner, low-income homeowner, who was unable to do some basic repairs and various things around the house that take a lot of money, you know, when she didn't have a whole lot of money to do it.
You had to coordinate a lot of real estate folks and maybe even other people to do this, right?
A whole lot of people were involved in this project. Our real estate folks were the volunteers who came in and helped fix various pieces of it, but also did a whole lot of painting and cleaning and yard work. And then we had a lot of skilled tradesmen and professionals who came in and helped us out.
I understand that Fix-A-Home is an annual community service project undertaken by the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors. What's the idea behind this?
To give back to our community. We are sort of in the front lines of home ownership in our community in Chapel Hill, and so, you know, this is for us to make a difference in our community one home at a time.
And you love giving back to your community.
I do. I grew up here. This is my town. I like it a lot. And I see that there's such a need for this in our community. We don't really have another organization that does this kind of work. We have so many wonderful organizations like Habitat who build a home. But to go in and help someone who has been living in a home for a while and just unable to make repairs and maintain it, that no one else has been here doing that. And so to come together with all the tradesmen and skilled professionals that we come in contact with through our business, you know, plumbers, cabinetry people, electricians, tile men, I mean, all kinds of tradesmen that we work with on a daily, weekly, yearly basis.
Sure.
We're able to come out and give us, they like to give back to the community as well.
Thank you so much for doing what you do. And I know you said you love this town, and it's because of you that it's an even better place today than it was yesterday.
It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of great people and great energy behind the project, and we hope to keep propelling it forward in the future.
Ann Houle, this year's chair of the annual community service project undertaken by the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors. It's called Fix-A-Home. Ann Houle is a realtor with Fathom Realty, a virtual real estate firm in Raleigh, but she works out of her home in Chapel Hill. And she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Thanks, Ann, for doing what you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers.
good to go.
Vote for Lauren Hintz for Chapel Hill Town Council. Let Hintz be your advocate for the environment, social justice, and public transportation. Lauren Hintz served as a Peace Corps volunteer in Central America and taught at Chapel Hill High School for 19 years. He was chair of the Chapel Hill Transportation Board and is now on the Orange County Commission for the Environment. Hintz has degrees in biology and ecology and understands environmental issues such as stormwater, watershed protection, and transportation. He will listen to you. Vote Hintz on November 5th.
I'm Lauren Hintz, candidate for Chapel Hill Town Council, and this ad was paid for by Hintz for Council.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Core Pilates. It's 68% off, $155 for four Pilates sessions, available now for $49. Pilates is designed to work the deepest muscles in the body with exercises that initiate from the core. The highly trained instructors at Carolina Core Pilates focus on helping each client meet their fitness needs. And with today's deal, you'll get one private session and three small group sessions. It's 68% off from Carolina Core Pilates, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 69 degrees right now, 70% chance. It's rain, hot today in the low 70s.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environment.